Governor Snyder rolled out a new statewide recycling plan today in hopes of increasing recycling in the state. Right now, Michigan recycles about 15% of all usable materials, and that's way below the national average of 35%. And Michigan is number 7 among the 8 Great Lakes states in its recycling performance. Just what are we losing out on by throwing out all that glass, plastic, metal, and paper? And what's the governor's plan to get us to recycle these materials? We're joined now by Kieran O'Brien, who's executive director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Welcome.
Well, thank you very much, Cindy. Glad to be here.
Why is Michigan such a laggard in recycling?
It's been probably 20, 25 years of really a lack of leadership and initiative and funding to help communities meet, you know, the needs of residents to provide those services to them.
There's been other things on the front burner, in a sense, for our...
Most definitely. And, you know, the recession of 2008, I think, caused us further damage in that area. But we're looking ahead now because we've identified the value of recycling to Michigan's economy and environment. And really, it's a win-win situation for all of us. So we've got many great recycling programs throughout the state. We just need people to participate in them fully. But we also need to increase access to recycling programs. There are still many people in Michigan that are not served by good recycling opportunities, and making sure that we all have access to those opportunities will pull more materials out of households and make them ready commodities to be used as raw materials in manufacturing. And that's what we aim to do with this program.
And it must be good news, I must say, for anyone who cares about recycling to know that Kevin Orr in Detroit is actually, when he contracted out that garbage collection to a private firm, it's the first curbside recycling for Detroit starting on May 5th.
We're very pleased with that. Detroit is the largest city in the country that doesn't have a comprehensive recycling program. And so in spite of the challenges Detroit is facing right now, the reason why it's a priority for Kevin Orr and his team is that it does have so much potential for creating jobs and, I think, building community in a way that maybe other programs don't have. So recycling has many, many benefits, and we're just beginning to see what those are. The governor's proposal, it's a shot in the arm for recycling. It's going to help us begin what we know needs to happen, and that is really education at all levels, education of consumers, education of businesses, education of communities, and technical assistance to help them provide, you know, these services that maybe they're not providing. The important things that needs to happen is, you know, even though we have a good guess that we're recycling about 15% of our resources, we don't know for sure what our recycling rate is. And we need to dive down into the numbers to find out exactly what we are recycling in terms of types of materials and where those materials are concentrated. We also, conversely, need to better understand what materials we're not getting. And where our infrastructure needs to be boosted to really provide comprehensive collection and processing opportunities across the state.
So how much of what Governor Snyder is unveiling today with this statewide recycling plan fits those challenges?
I think it's a very kind of practical, measured approach to doing something positive because we don't have the information we need in Michigan to know where investments are going to make the most sense. So with the measurement effort that is a key part of his initiative, we'll begin to delve into those numbers, and it will help us identify particular places where investment of funding or investment in particular policy making or in public-private partnerships, you know, what kind of investments will get us furthest the quickest. One of the most exciting parts of his proposal is really this Governor's Recycling Council, because that is a recognition to me that this is only the first step. And then over the next 5 years, we are going to be looking at what kind of policies we can employ, what kind of market development tools we'll need to develop, what kind of education it's really going to take us from this 15% recycling rate to a 50% recycling rate. Because if we can get to 50% recycling, it means an additional, you know, $435 million into the economy that was previously just going to the landfill.
Karen, what needs to happen in Michigan to improve the infrastructure? And I notice one of the parts of the governor's plan is to help provide convenient access to services. So what needs to grow and develop in terms of the recycling infrastructure?
You know, that's the part that we struggle with because intuitively we know, those in the industry know, that there have been, significant private investments in recycling in Michigan. But what we don't know is where communities have been left behind, and if they've been left behind because there isn't a processing capacity in their region. So part of this measurement effort will be to kind of assess what the capacity is and identify where there's holes in that capacity. But certainly in rural communities, it's difficult to provide cost-effective services. But, if you think about it, 98% of the population does have their waste picked up from the curb. And we think, having your recyclables picked up at the curb is a valued service as well. The fact that we can take those recyclables and process them into a commodity, that makes money for us and helps to offset the cost of providing those services. Whereas if we're just picking up waste from the curb, it costs us money to dispose of that, and it costs our society into perpetuity because we're managing and monitoring those landfills, forever, really. So there's an ultimate service that is being provided by having that curbside collection opportunity. And we think that in order to really move people and businesses to participate in recycling, we need to provide convenient access to recycling opportunities, as convenient as we can.
I'm speaking with Karen O'Brien, who's Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition, as we take a look at Governor Snyder's new plan to hopefully double our recycling efforts in 2 years. It's a 15-point plan. I noticed that he is looking at some incentives for communities and for business.
Certainly. We don't believe that anybody does anything by being shamed into it. We want to help communities and businesses see that they have a lot to gain economically and environmentally from taking these important steps. And these steps do take an investment and commitment to, doing business in a different way. You can't just put your garbage at the curb anymore and forget about it. You got to think a little bit about, what is this, material that I'm putting in, which bin should it go in,
right?
The recycling bin or the waste bin? So we're asking people, we're asking businesses, we're asking communities to think a little bit differently. So it's going to take a significant effort to, move to a different paradigm of materials management. And if we can get there, there's significant benefits along the way.
Let's talk for a moment, if we can, Karen, about businesses. And the reason I say this is we got an interesting email from one of our stateside listeners, Lynn, who goes to a gymnasium, a chain gym, and she started noticing water bottles. And she checked and found out they don't recycle those bottles. And she kind of did some digging, figure 100 bottles from the gym. And she actually crunched numbers up, say this particular owner owned 10 gyms in Michigan. There's 36 of them in Michigan. And then across the U.S., there's over 800 of these gyms. And she figured at 100 bottles, 800 gyms, 350 days, that's 28 million bottles going to landfills in the United States. And that's just one popular chain of clubs, of workout clubs. What is it that it takes to get business more involved?
You've just mentioned some really significant numbers of materials, and communities in general provide recycling services to their residents as part of a public service, and it really is to keep waste from piling up places. Small businesses incur the costs of managing these materials or having these contracts, and if we can make it easy for them to do so, they will provide those services. Large businesses, corporations in Michigan, are benefiting very highly from recycling. Hayworth, one of facility manager at Hayworth, is actually the chair of our board of directors. they actually make $1 million a year, each year, from their recycling efforts. So, you know, when all of the costs of waste and materials management are said and done, they are making $1 million. So there are definitely economies of scale at work here, and communities can help to build those economies of scale for small business and residents.
Kieran O'Brien is the Executive Director of the Michigan Recycling Coalition. Thanks for speaking with us today, Kieran.
Oh, my pleasure, Cindy. Thank you.